We continue with Mishnah Berurah. Amad Yomi Hochel Shabbos Siman Shin Zion Sif Yud Beis says the Mechaber Zimein Orchim Vehechen Lahem Mine Megadim. If you invited guests for the Shabbos meal and you prepared some snacks or food for them, Vekasav Beksav Kama Zimein Vekama Megadim Hechen Lahem. You wrote up a list. How many people are coming and how much food you had prepared. Aser Lekrosa B'Shabbos. You are not allowed to read that list on Shabbos. Afilu imhu kasuv al gabe kosal gabo harbi, even if it is written high up on a wall. Mishum gzera shemirka b'shtari hadiotos. Because we are afraid if you read this menu, this list, then you might come to read shtari hadiotos, which we will see are prohibited of reading. Dehainu shtari chovos v'cheshbonos, those documents which say how much money you have spent, and business documents, how much you owe, etc. And the Rama says, dafiu la'ayim behem below kriya aser. Shtari hadyotos are prohibited even just to look at, even if you're not going to read them. And we're afraid if you read this list, you might come to read or look at shtari hadyotos also. Avalim chakak bakosal chakika shokas matarba. If you engrave into the wall the list, so then that will be permitted, it's permissible to read such a list. Avabatavla upinkas, afilim chakak asar lekroso. But if you engrave it into some sort of notebook, something which is not a wall, then it is prohibited, even if it is engraved into it. And the Mishnah Berurah explains the reason that this prohibition exists is for one of two reasons. One is because you might come to erase that list, or of the people that are coming, maybe someone won't come, or maybe you will check off, let's say, something that you have already served. And erasing is prohibited, so you can't read it because you might come to erase. And the second reason that it is prohibited is that you might come to read shtarei hadyotos, which the Mechaber states is the reason that it is prohibited. There are some who say that a shamish is allowed to read the menu because he won't come to erase it since he's not in charge, but really the gzera of shema yikra shtarei hadyotos applies even to the shamish, to the waiter, and therefore the iser should still apply. However, if it is a sudas mitzvah, says the Mishnah Berurah, then there is more makom lahakel for the shamish to read from that menu. The Shari Tshuva is miyashiv the minug by saying that they were never made such a gzeirah on the shamish even in the first place, because there was a concern that maybe a mistake will be made and we will lead to the story such as Kamsa Ubar Kamsa, which occurred. So in order to prevent such a story which caused the Churban Abayis, we say that a shamish is allowed to read the lists, even though the Baal HaBayis would not be permitted to read such a list. As we said, even if it is high up on a wall, the gzeira still applies because of a low plug. However, if it is engraved on a wall, then Shema Yimchok does not apply, because we're not afraid that you're going to come to erase it, because you can't erase something which is engraved, and the Shtari Hedyotos gzeira does not apply, because we're not afraid that you're going to come to be machlev something which is written on a wall, with something which is written on a document. However, if it is on the Tavla Upinkas, we do have such a concern of you might come to reach Dar Hediotos, and therefore Chakika is only mutter on a wall, but not in a notebook of some sort. And it's only if it is engraved, but if it is sticking out, it is prohibited even on the wall, because there Mechika is possible. So this prohibition is very shaykh to us nowadays, that many people write a menu when they have guests come over, so it is a problem to read this menu to make sure that everything you wanted to serve has been served, because we're afraid you might come to check something off or erase it. The Prima Gadim says that if two people read it together, then it is permissible because one will watch the other to ensure that no malacha occurs. Rav Nissen Karelitz suggests that someone else should come to read it instead of the Baal HaBayis, someone who does not have permission to erase or check off. That other person should read it for the Baal HaBayis, and then it will be permissible. Shlomo Zalman Orbach suggests that it might be permissible even for the Baal HaBayis, the woman herself, to look at it as long as she does not read it aloud, that Ian would be permissible just to make sure that she brings everything out to the table that was supposed to be served. Sif Yud Gimel, Shtari Hedyotos, Dainu Shtari Chovos Vecheshbonos, Igro Sheila Shalom, Aser Lekrosam, Afil Ayim Behem Belo Kriya Aser. Shtari Hedyotos are prohibited to read or even to look at. The reason that there is a prohibition to read these shtaros, even shtaros which are not business documents, but rather they are just documents like such as letters, and even just to look at them, the Mishnah Berurah says there are two possibilities. One explanation is because of mimtso chefzika, And the other is that you might come, Xera, you might come to erase them. And the reason that shtaros related to She'ela Shalom are prohibited is because, says the Mishnah Berurah, you might come to, if you allow yourselves to read shtaros of She'ela Shalom, you might come to read shtara hidyotos, which we already saw are prohibited. The Mishnah Berurah also adds a very important caveat that it is only prohibited to look at these items and not read them if you already know what is written on them. However, just to glance at them, if you don't know what is written on them, then there is no prohibition. Reading advertisements is going to be prohibited. Looking at prices attached to a price tag on an object is going to be prohibited. Rav Nissen Karelitz says even something on a bottle cap, which is in order to win a prize or some type of contest, is going to be prohibited, as that is similar to business shtarei hedyotos. Sif Yadalid, Likros Beigeres Hashluch Alo, Im Eini Yodea Makasavba Mutter. If you receive a letter in the mail, if you don't know what it says, it's permitted to read it. V'lo yirkur b'fiv el yayim ba, but you should not read it out loud. You should just look at it, glance at it with your eyes. And the reason that it's permissible to read these letters which you receive in the mail, says the Mishnah Berurah, is maybe there is a tzorech haguf in it. Maybe there is important information that you need to know in this letter for Shabbos, and therefore it's permitted to read it. Based on this, says Rav Moshe Feinstein in Or Chaim Chelek Hei, Siman Chaf Hei, Chaf Aleph Os Hei, that in our times, where you do not really receive important information that is important to know immediately in the mail, rather someone will give you a phone call instead, therefore the prohibition applies even to letters which you receive in the mail. While Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that even in our times, there is still a permissibility to read such letters which you receive in the mail, as maybe there is a tzorech haguf. Continues the Mechaberim, Huva b'shvilo v'chutz min ha-tchum, tov li zahar shelo yigaba. If it came from outside of the tchum, it is best for you not to touch it, because it is muksa, since it came from outside of the tchum. Rather, you should ask a non-Jew to do it instead, and the non-Jew can read it, or you can look at it. And even though something which is brought from outside of the tchum, we said that it's usur to get hana'ah from it, and here, finding out what it says should be considered hana'ah. The Mishnah Berurah says that the reason it's prohibited to get hana'ah from it is a gzeirah that you might tell a non-Jew to get something from you from outside of the tchum. But here, by the igeres, it is not shayach, because you don't know where the igeres came from, so you can't tell him to go get something for you from that person. As well, says the Mishnah Berurah, maybe it's not considered to be hana'ah, since you are not getting hana'ah from the guf of the malacha, you are just finding out what it says in it. The Mishnah Berurah adds that really there is no issue of muksa by the letter itself, forgetting about the fact that it came from outside of the tchum, since we say that it is roi latzor al pitzel chiso, you can use it to cover a bottle, use as a bottle cover or something like that, so it is not muksa. The only issue would be because of tchum. And even that, says the Mishnah Berurah, there's probably no issue of it coming from outside of the tchum either. As we will see later on in Tuf Kuf Etes Vav, that something comes which outside of the tchum is not muksa for someone, since the prohibition of hana only applies to the person who was brought for, but not for anyone else. So since it is right for other people to use, it is not muksa for that person either. Unless it is something which you are machbid on not to use, such as an important business letter or something like that, then it would be muksa. The Mishnah Berurah continues, a letter which comes in the mail, the minhag is not to take it from the non-Jew. Rather, you tell the non-Jew to put it down, because we're afraid that maybe you might take it from him and you will do the hotzah from the Rishos HaRabim into the Rishos HaYachid. As well, if it is a sealed letter, you can tell the non-Jew, I can't read this because it's not open, and then the non-Jew will open it. And this is not considered to be getting hana'ah from a malacha which was done by a non-Jew, because this is just being mesir amoneya, but not actual hana'ah, which you are considered to be receiving. However, you can't tell the non-Jew to open it straight up, because that would be an issue of amir lenachri. So this becomes a very big issue with our mail. Is our mail considered to be muksa? Is it really roi latzro pitzluchiso? Would we really use mail to cover a bottle cap, a bottle to use as a bottle cap? Or Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and Nissen Karelitz say that even though we don't use it as a cover for a bottle, you can use it for something else, such as a bookmark or something of that nature. While Rav Yashiv says that if there is no non-Jew around to open the envelope, then the piece of mail is muksa, since nobody uses a piece of mail before it is opened as a bookmark, only after it has been opened. Finally, Rav Moshe Feinstein says that you are not allowed to read the letter, and then it is going to be muksa. So therefore, mail which comes through the mail slot, which is sitting on the floor, is probably in most situations going to be muksa, and one can kick it to the side, as we'll see later on, till the begufo is going to be mutter, but to pick it up, put it in a safe place, or anything like that is probably going to be prohibited. Sif tes avav. Kosal ovilon sheyesh bo tsuros chayos mishunos odiuknos shel b'nei adam shel maisim kigo mechamos davi v'goyos okosim zo tsurot ploni v'zeh diukam ploni aser likros bo v'shabes. Captions below pictures, if the pictures are painted on the wall, the pictures are hanging, whatever it may be, if there are captions below those pictures, it is prohibited to read those captions. Once again, gzeira that you might come to read shtarei hedyotos. As you can see, there is very little that is permissible to read on Shabbos. Rav Nissen Karelit says an exception to this is a picture which has an Adam Gadol doing a mitzvah or something like that. You're allowed to read such a caption as it brings you to Yiras Shamayim as well. If it's a picture which leads you to understanding Divrei Torah, like a picture of the Arba Banim, a picture of a Lulav, a picture of an Esrog, those you are allowed to read as well.